I want to start off by reading the Christmas story found in Luke chapter 2. I'm sure many of you guys will be reading this in your homes either tonight or tomorrow, but it's very appropriate for us to read it this morning. Luke chapter 2 says, "And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. And so all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all of those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them." And then in Matthew 2, it says, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And so they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also.' And when they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when he had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their country another way." You know, it's amazing, this star has fascinated the world since that night, the star of Bethlehem. You know, light is something that we really celebrate at Christmas time. What other time of the year do we just light up everything? Just for the beauty and the wonder of putting lights out. You drive around and everybody has Christmas lights out on their home. They have Christmas trees in their house. Everything is lit up. And it's beautiful. I remember when we were driving around, we lived in Kansas City. My daughter wrote a song, and we've unfortunately forgot it since then, but it was about Christmas lights. Yeah, that was you. And it was a wonderful song about Christmas lights. You know, light is something very special. And it gives us hope. It gives us joy. Light is something wonderful. And we know from Jesus' testimony that he said he is the light. John 1:1-5 says, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it." Other versions say, does not overtake it, does not extinguish it. The idea is the light is greater than the darkness. John chapter 3, Jesus said, "He who believes in him," the Christ, "is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God." And then Jesus spoke in John chapter 8, verse 12, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Isaiah the prophet said in Isaiah 9:2, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." That light is the salvation that Jesus brings. Many years ago, a Los Angeles Times told the story of a woman named Anna Mae Penica. She was blind from birth due to a congenital cataracts. Dr. Thomas Pettit removed her cataracts and corrected her vision to 20/30. The doctor said the techniques that were available, that he used, were available 40 years before. For 40 years, she had walked in darkness when all along she could have had her sight. And that is the story of this world. Many people walk in darkness because they have a veil over their heart. Their eyes and their mind is blinded. But we have that light. We have been given that light through Jesus Christ. He is that light. But not only is he the light for us, he has given us that light. We are light bearers. We are bearers of the light. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." And Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." We have been given. We have seen the great light, which is Christ. We have believed that light. We are to walk in that light, but we are to shine that light in our community, in our family, in those around us. Dr. James Dobson tells a story of an elderly woman named Stella Thornhope. She was struggling with her first Christmas alone. Her husband had died just a few months prior due to a slow developing cancer. Now, several days before Christmas, she was almost snowed in by a brutal weather. She felt terrible, so much so that she was decided not to decorate for Christmas this year. Late that afternoon, the doorbell rang, and there was a delivery boy with a box. He said, "Mrs. Thornhope?" She nodded. "Would you sign here?" She invited him to step inside and close the door to keep the cold out. She signed the paper and she said, "What's in the box?" The young man laughed and opened up the flap, and inside was a little puppy, a golden Labrador retriever. The delivery boy picked up the squirming pup and explained, "This is for you, ma'am. He's 6 weeks old, completely housebroken." The young puppy began to wiggle in happiness at being released from captivity. "Who sent this?" Mrs. Thornhope asked. The young man set the animal down and handed her an envelope and said, "It's all explained here in the envelope." The dog was bought last July while its mother was still pregnant. It was meant to be a Christmas gift to you. The young man then handed her a book. In desperation, she asked again, "Who sent me this puppy?" And the young man turned to leave and he said, "Your husband, ma'am. Merry Christmas." She opened up the letter from her husband. He had written it 3 weeks before he died, and he left it with the kennel owners to be delivered with the puppy as his last Christmas gift to her. The letter was full of love and encouragement and admonishment to be strong. He vowed that he was waiting for the day when she would join him. And he had sent her this young animal to keep her company until then. She wiped away the tears, put the letter down, and then, remembering the puppy at her feet, she picked up that golden furry ball and held it around her neck. She looked out the window at the lights that outlined the neighbor's house, and she heard from the radio in the kitchen the strains, "Joy to the world, the Lord is come." Suddenly, Stella felt the most amazing sensation of peace wash over her. Her heart felt a joy and a wonder greater than the grief and loneliness. And she spoke to the dog. "Little fella," she said, "it's just you and me. But you know what? There's a box down in the basement I bet you're going to like. It's got a little Christmas tree in it and some decorations and some lights that are going to impress you. And there's a manger scene down there. How about we go get it?" God has a way of sending a signal of light to remind us that life is stronger than death. Light is more powerful than darkness. God is more powerful than Satan. Goodwill overcomes evil. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, the prophet said. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. What amazing testimony. Let's pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, on this Christmas Eve, we celebrate the light of the world, that is your Son, who came and bore the light during his life. And then before he left and went up into heaven to be with you, he lit the lights of those around him and made them bearers of the light. And the apostles shared that light with many, many people. And we stand here today as bearers of that light to a world of darkness. Lord, we don't have to look far to see the darkness in this world. But Lord, how far do they have to look to see the light that is in us? Help us not to hide it under a bushel. Help us not to hide the light that you've given to us, but lift up that light and shine it for the whole world to see. Lord, I pray that we would be the people whose light shines so brightly that people cannot mistake it. That they would glorify God, see our good works and glorify you. Because that is the whole purpose of this holiday and of our lives. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.